What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Out of the Hat. I'm your host, DJ The Clutch. Here, my man, guy.
$1 million towels popping, everybody.
Yeah, man. So I ain't got nothing.
We ain't got nothing, nigga. We recorded like 2 days ago.
It's been like 2 days ago.
The fuck.
So
I do have something though, because we didn't talk about it the last part. So me and DJ went on a field trip this past Sunday to tonight's conversation. For most of y'all females that know about this pod or whatnot, they came to town. I was interested in going because I wanted the pocket watch. I didn't go for no, I don't know these niggas' names. Well, I know their names now, but I ain't know these niggas' names. I ain't follow these niggas on no social media. I found out they got like 1 million followers everywhere. I was like, God damn, who the fuck are these niggas? I'm like, shit. But anyway, went, did some pocket watching because, you know, I'm very invested in trying to get our own shit. We're like, nigga, how the fuck you gonna try to do a live pod? Y'all ain't got the visual. Don't worry about that, bitch. Mind your business. Anyway.
You said you weren't saying the V word no more.
Fuck, I did. Damn. Oh, damn. Well. Fuck it. Anyway. But yeah, went up there. It was actually pretty. First of all, I was very shocked of how many people were there.
Yes.
Like, extremely.
That late.
That too.
It was blowed the
it
fuck out.
It was very blowed. Like, me and DJ was in the bed. We got there late as fuck because we had, like, where I just got finished recording Nerd Rock the Wrestling shit. Yeah. So I had to leave there, go straight there and shit, and then got sent in the back. Really didn't mind sending in the back because I didn't want to be seen and all this shit.
Right.
Like, they ain't trying to be seen pocket watching this shit, just being nosy. I'm just people like, oh, them the lights. That's a little, all right, cool bit.
They got cameras everywhere.
Got cameras everywhere.
High tech cameras.
Nigga, we got the same shit. We just ain't got no bells and whistles on top of them.
Shit, and them bells and whistles make it look better.
No, that's a fact. No,
make it look better.
No, no bullshit. But yeah, they had like, you know what I'm saying, nice little shit. Or whatever the case may be. But I mean, I don't really fuck with they style of potting, cause all you doing is just getting people from the crowd to ask a question.
I fuck with that though.
I do and I don't. Because maybe the only reason why I don't is because, and I ain't trying to pot about potting right now, but I don't like it because I don't like the whole, I don't like the relationship shit. I hate, it's draining to see on social media all day, like the 50-50, who wash the dishes, who don't. Like, pretty soon we're going to be saying women supposed to be goddamn cutting grass. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of seeing all this back and forth male women shit. Like, bro, we need each other.
But I can't
live without no woman, bro.
That came up.
Are you talking about like shorty with the boyfriend and shit? No, that shit was wild.
Yes.
That shit was wild.
Some of y'all females ain't shit.
Yeah, y'all niggas be bugging.
I'm going to tell you, some of y'all ain't shit.
Like, I'm going to just give a brief summary. Like, old girl ended up breaking up with her nigga. Well, no, they ain't break up. They had an intervention to break up. And all they
No, they had an intervention to get better communications to try to work it out. But he was trying to work it out.
But she said her words were to break up. And they didn't break up. All they did was say they weren't happy.
He never said.
Correct.
He wanted to break up.
Yeah, all they did was say they weren't happy.
He wasn't happy.
That's it. That's
you
all.
You can't just assume, okay, since we both ain't happy, we ain't got to work this shit out.
Yeah.
She assumed the worst.
But people always look at, well, if you ain't happy, might as well leave. Like, that's the ultimate checkout, whatever.
Yeah, the new generation bullshit.
But like, all right, cool, whatever. Anyway,
yeah, that's
so
cool.
To make matters worse, they had this whole little thing only for this girl to go out on a date the next day with someone.
With a mutual friend.
That was there at the intervention. A mutual friend.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
and I feel like she ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, and she stood on that. Like, she really stood on that. Bro, I don't understand. Like, that is, females really do not be giving for like
the whole time.
They'll talk to your nigga, they'll fuck your homeboy and all other shit, bro. Like, and I really don't be understanding that, bro. That shit is foul. Like, and then she tried to say she ain't cheap because she got recorded on Snap with another nigga. Like, bro, nigga, you did.
I'm gonna you cheated.
Even if you did, even if y'all did, quote unquote, didn't break up, nigga, a day later?
Y'all was already talking.
You was moving way too fast.
Y'all was already talking.
I'm sorry.
Both of y'all was already interested in each other.
Oh, God.
So, and then you been cheating the whole time.
And then they make the nigga look like he been plotting the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I can't wait for this bitch to break up with this nigga. It's my turn.
All I say, he got to run one.
Oh, God. He got to take that walk.
Yeah, he got to take that walk.
He got to definitely take that walk. For sure.
Definitely
for
can't disappoint me like other people.
Yeah.
But you got to take that walk.
I hope he ain't got an X in his name. Oh, God.
Probably got an X in his name. He probably got
an answer today. But yeah, I enjoyed the experience or whatever. You know, all I'm going to say is public service announcement. When the time comes, but out of the head, be down the sign at the Renaissance and all that other shit.
Y'all better show
buy
up.
Buy a motherfucking ticket.
Y'all better show
I
up.
I promise the fucking God, if y'all don't, everybody getting blocked. Everybody getting blocked.
Oh, shit.
On my mama, on my hood, nigga, everybody getting blocked. You heard it from me, $1 million tie. I'm telling you right now, if you not there, nigga, you getting blocked. That go for my mama, my brother, my sister, nigga, everybody, nigga, on the day at home.
Nobody safe.
Ain't nobody safe. And I mean that shit.
I ain't blocking my mama, though.
Man, fuck me. Your mama already blocked.
On Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. Fucking ass clown.
I thought you were talking about numbers and everything.
But nah, other than that, work been mad slow the last couple of days. Like, nigga, I ain't lift a finger the last 2 days, bro, and I'm damn proud of it. I don't give a fuck.
I don't really want to talk about work.
I'm sorry.
Because I spent way too much time at a specific store yesterday for no reason.
Well, if you didn't get folks fired, you wouldn't have that fucking problem.
I got confirmation today, but he did get fired.
Yeah, it's your fault. Congratulations to DJ. Yeah. Hey, everybody. He got somebody fired, y'all.
Please put the clapping shit in the background.
Pause.
Whoa.
Why you want shit clapping in the background? You anyway, weird, bro.
Speaking of work.
That's a fact.
In a store I spend way too much time in. We have a guest.
Yes, sir.
And I've been talking shit to this guy. Every fucking day we go, we see each other in this store. I'm not gonna name the store because I'll, you know, make sure.
Yeah, it's okay. Gotta protect people's identities and whatnot.
I mean, he still gotta say his name. I mean, everybody know him.
Well, true, but still, they don't know what store he is.
They don't know what store he is.
Yeah, they got.
So we gonna keep it at that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He kind of like the wise man.
Mm-hmm. He a Paul Heyman?
But he a nigga.
So Black Heyman.
He a Black Heyman. With hair.
Mad hair.
I guess I'm the jackass, but
you are indeed.
Okay. I'm gonna get teamed on this episode. Whoa.
Pause.
But
super pause.
I can handle my own. You know, cause I'm a real nigga.
You can take.
No.
Fast break.
AD. But no further ado, Jay, talk to the people, man.
What's happening, man?
What up, man?
This nigga sound happy already. He sound too excited. I'm scared.
Let me tell you something. For sure. This about to be a good episode. Million Dollar Ty, DJ in the clutch. Hey, man. First of all, I want to thank y'all for having me on this pod. Let's get down to it, man. Jackass, what's happening, man?
Bro, every what's day. Happening? We've been talking about this shit for like, about a month now.
Yeah.
Like, I told him about the pod, and he actually went and listened to it. He was like, nigga, I told you. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody in the store, and across the store, he was like, hey. He was like, hey, I got to talk to you, cuz.
Yes, sir.
And then he was like, yeah, bro, I definitely got to get on it now. So I'm like, yeah.
Hey, man, fun fact. I was in the car with my wife. We were going to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. And I put this podcast on, some of y'all old stuff. Me and my wife in the car, she was like, babe, what the fuck are you listening to? I'm like, babe. One of my partners at work, he come through. He told me about the podcast. He said, man, listen to it first, then let me know what's up. We sat in the car all the way to Captain D's.
Damn, I know.
We ride and laugh at the same damn time. But for me and her, we like the vibe that y'all put out. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all funny. Y'all interacting. Y'all talk about some real shit, so I can appreciate it. You dig what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Makes me wonder what episode they went back to go listen to.
A lot of them.
He listened. He went back.
I told you, I have a couple people now, like, literally started from the very beginning and working their way up. Like, Thomas literally just texted me earlier today and was like, nigga, I'm on episode such and such. I'm like, nigga, you still that far behind?
Oh, well, the same way. Luckily.
I literally talked to him this morning, too. Yeah.
He had a 10-hour drive and he caught up.
Yeah, he caught up. So he drove to, North Carolina, I think?
Yeah. But, the episode he's talking about with Tia.
Nigga, which one? She did a
back-to-back. The first one.
That ain't the one with her getting bit on, chewed on. And,
yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I told her she was a star and she had the dumb, so I'm looking like, you know what?
Don't fuck worry it. About it. Don't worry
first
about
of all,
it.
That episode, we'll gross.
Nah, she...
That episode was gross.
First of all, I'm not biting nobody's shit, but not that good.
How do you not know how to eat pussy?
Bro, he took eat to a whole nother level, bro.
But you gotta realize something. Some folks can't kiss.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's really true. Like, for real, for real.
But
like,
kissing and licking is two different things.
Nah, bro. If you kissing is kind of like the it's surface level. It's like the foundation of using your mouth. Pause. Like, if you don't know how to kiss, I feel like if you don't know how to kiss, you don't know how to eat pussy.
Facts.
Because it's kind of like you're doing the same thing in a sense. Facts. Like, more or less. With a little more razzle dazzle to it, but you know,
there's a lot of razzle dazzle.
There's a lot more razzle dazzle, but you can get away with just tongue kissing the pussy the same way you do. You know what I'm saying? But I digress.
But putting your damn teeth and pressure to it like that's different.
So that's called overkill. All
right, real quick.
That's overkill as fuck.
Real quick before we pull this up, I have a question. So would it be considered like would it be a flex for us saying we don't use no teeth?
What?
Would it be a flex?
Yeah, like you know how females be like, I don't use no teeth.
Yeah.
I think we should be able to do the same thing, right? Bet say less.
This nigga.
Say the fuck less.
This nigga.
Say less.
But be like, yeah, I get 5 head and you don't feel no teeth.
Oh my mama, you don't feel no teeth, nigga. I don't,
what if she be like, but I love the teeth.
You with the wrong one then, bro.
Like, some bitches like pain like that.
Bro, that's weird.
That's too much.
It's definitely weird.
That's too much.
Bro, I'm not trying to chew your shit and your shit end up looking like brisket. Like, right. The fuck out of here, dog.
If it look like brisket, I'm going to bite it again.
Shout out to Bucky's, you know what I'm saying? All right, say this. Well, sir. Hat.
One.
Stir. Pull four. A topic. Read fluently into the microphone. I ain't had to say that in a while, but, you know.
Just in case. That nigga Cook, he tapped the hat.
Oh, God. He really did.
Uh-oh.
What we got here, man? All right. Name a song you can listen to on repeat.
Yeah, so many songs.
So many songs. Damn, repeat.
Damn, that's not hard for me.
No, it's not. I'm debating if I want
to
do.
I'm just gonna try my best not to play something. I'm trying my best not to play something I done played recently.
I know what I'm gonna play.
Don't play no bullshit, dog.
Mm-mm. This old school.
How old are you?
35.
Are you right there, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that nigga old as fuck, boy.
Man, chill out, bro.
All right, I'm finna hook my
young
phone
ass
up.
Nigga.
I'm finna hook my phone up to the Bluetooth.
All right, so basically, this is a song right here and an artist that I grew up on since I was like knee high to a grasshopper. So if y'all know this song, follow along with me.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Hey, old ass nigga.
Yeah, it's, bro, we like we ain't there far off in AIDS.
Something new.
Oh boy, gonna love this shit.
But it's so funny, I literally was just listening to this the other day.
This X was hard to touch.
I'm God.
Wasn't nobody messing with X, bro. Nobody.
But when you say, like, nigga, you play this on repeat? Of all his songs?
Bro, he be on go. He just let you know.
Well, no, he
on go.
I would say it's an energy song. I will say that. Nah. I was not expecting DMX.
I wasn't either.
I got a feeling that you finna play Wayne.
Nah.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm gonna tell you why with X. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand
you. Put my shit on tapes. Like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight. Is it fair to say he was like the northern Lil Jon?
No.
Hell no.
Really?
No.
Way more lyrical.
Well, no, I'm saying in terms of his energy.
Lil Jon was just a hype man. That's all Lil Jon was.
You know what? You got a point. You got a point. I ain't even mad at that.
That's a good one.
For me?
All right, now for the millions.
Right.
And millions.
Tell everybody what that song was. Because, you know, some people, you know, we got kids. Yeah, we got kids that listen. They don't know what fucking cable and shit is. So let them know what the song was. All
right, so basically, that song right there was the Rough Rider anthem made by DMX. The greatest of all time. For me?
Was he on coke then?
When he was, Nicky, like Shawn Michaels, when was he not on coke? What else you talk about? And it was always on that shit, bro. Rest in peace of the dog, though.
Facts.
What, now, explain your reasoning.
My reasoning is that when I listen to DMX, it's like he spoke from the heart. DMX never freestyled.
Yeah.
And anybody who did freestyle, he'll ask you, did you write that or did you just say that out your mouth?
Right.
And if you did it just off the top of the dome, he don't even respect that. straight up. He don't respect it.
That's more honorary than it is actually writing, though.
A freestyle is basically what you wrote, and then you just go back and then you...
Yeah, like that.
But when you just coming straight off the dome, first of all, you just saying what pops in your brain. You just making words rhyme.
I just feel like that's a lot more challenging, though. But I get the stance, though.
You making words rhyme, and you don't mean nothing that's coming out your mouth right now.
Fair enough.
None of it.
Fair enough.
But with X, he meant everything that he ever wrote.
I am so stuck in between two songs.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't want to play...
Kim and what else?
This nigga. I don't want to play something that everybody know. I want to play something like...
Garth Brooks.
Listeners,
I kind of wanted to do the same thing.
You haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And I
actually like when we pull music topics so that way we can kind of like give people opportunity. Like, mm-hmm. Here's stuff they never heard before. You know what I'm saying? Like, no diss to you playing Rough Riders Anthem.
Respect.
You know, it also give people an insight of like who I am when I listen to like stuff that they may have never heard before. Because trust me, it's going to be some shit I play that nobody ain't never heard.
I'm almost certain y'all never heard this song before.
Bro, I done heard Kim, bro.
I'm already nervous.
You should be nervous.
I'm already
nervous.
But
listen to the lyrics. Because it's so like, you understand it.
Go DJ with this white boy shit.
But listen to the...
He's showing his true colors right now.
Listen to the lyrics. Kelly won't kiss my friend Cassandra. Jessica won't play ball.
Mandy won't share her friend Miranda. Doesn't anybody live at all? Oh, they ain't got hoes. Amanda won't leave me empty handed. Got a number from a bathroom stall. Brandy just brought way too much baggage. And that shit just gets old. And again, you can put this on repeat?
Yes. He basically saying it's a lot of girls like who he can get, but he don't want them because they basic. He want this slut. He said he don't want none of these good girls. I want this porn star who dancing on this pole. God, I love what she doing.
I mean, she probably got some, you know, some woo-wop.
Nah, she no tricks. Listen to this part. She's got a pair that's nice to stare at, but I want girls gone wild. But I know a place where there's always a show. The dollar decides how far you can go. That nigga don't want no good girl. He want a slut.
See, this is wrong with the world now.
He want a fucking slut.
Hey, fun fact, ain't no shame in his game.
No shame.
It is what it is.
He like, I got her. I don't want none of them. I want this slut that's on his pole.
I want me a freak.
Basically, goddamn. I want me
a freak, a nasty girl.
But the name of that song is Porn Star Dancing by My Darkest Days. It's a band. And
oh my goodness.
I came across the song. Spotify got these lists.
Mm-hmm.
They got, I think it's like My Daily List, some shit like that. But
I mean, it's a playlist app. It really, yeah, music app.
So I got one that got like rock, R&B, country, that shit. Mm-hmm. So I went to the rock one, and this song came on looking like, run that shit back,
nigga. What the fuck is in your algorithm for them to play that though? Like,
no, God, when you listen to a lot of WWE songs, you know most of those.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because when it first came on, I thought it was an interesting.
I was gonna play Bray, but
wait, which one?
The last one.
The last one.
I was gonna play Shatter, but I like, nah, I'm gonna play some shit I know niggas ain't heard before.
Yeah, nigga, because no,
because it's the message. I already like instruments, but it's also the message.
Nigga say he like sluts.
No, I want the slut. I don't want, fuck the good girl.
Nut ass.
Give me the slut.
Nut ass freak boy.
Hey, I fuck with it.
And you wonder why you ain't happy.
Wow. Okay, my turn.
Shots thrown.
My turn.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yep, my turn to play a song. All right.
Then they can play some Joe Budden.
I'm trying my best not to rap this shit. Yeah. I'm getting hella mail from jail. Niggas telling me to kill it.
Now we ain't rap our shit. You shut up.
I'm sorry.
No, shut up.
All right, fine. It's a dick doof.
My remote, same way I do them hoes. But she already know before she touch my Chevy though. Real nigga, let me make it as clear as my windows. No square shell, enter in the circle of winners. No, I'm prepared for what if you know what I've been through. Rear view, clear vision, memories of paid dues. Confined to a runway, thunderstorms came through. But look what it came to, something that amazes you. Soon as you quit hating and hear what I gotta say to you. Baby blue souls, these white 1196. No retro car came with this. Same year, my Impala with the flow ship. Photo suicide, muscle car show foot. Shorty by the chalk, I lie that Russell Stouffer. Brung weed with her whenever I invite her over. Polo sweater, teddy bear hanging off her shoulder. No care over here, so we put it in the air. Walk around my house, say she wanna fuck everywhere. That's cool, baby, but I just got that pool table. We ain't gotta stay away from it. It's all good. If you wanna get under it, then I guess I could fuck with it. Before I got on this beat, it made out a bucket list. And these bars, I granted this death wish. Legendary layup, Jordan with the right left switch. Hang time, hang glide, stir fry, chank it, I Shanghai, candy rain, drizzle frame. I ride 87 Corvette, ZR1, took the T-tops off and put them in the trunk, bitch. All gassed up, she been drinking from the pump, that's all bad. Trying to pass, fuck around and crash. Bitches all flip, fools trying to make it last. Emotional luggage, nothing of it, I don't check bags. I just carry on, leave that bullshit in the past. Half rosé, Sean Dunn, OJ in my glass. Mimosa, Testarossa program, cone ties, curriculum. Doors open like a pendulum, swinging, rocking my jet set emblems. Fool is to serve like Wimbledon, interior cinnamon. The car that I'm sitting in, calm my bad nerves. I call her my Ritalin, just kidding, not peeling, just element twisting. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living, not peeling, just element twisting. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living. Girl.
I fuck with the lyrics. I fuck with the flow.
And it's funny because he's not known to be a lyricist. Not by no means. Like, for those that don't know this song, shame on you.
Nobody knows that song.
First of all,
for first outline,
you'll be extremely surprised how much of a following Currency has. Like,
oh, that Currency.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is a cult classic from like some of his catalog. When this came out. Probably like
06.
No, 2010, 2011 ish, around that time. Like, I was still in high school. But that's the intro of Pilot Talk to Airborne Aquarium.
See, that's how you're supposed to start off a project.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Literally an intro, bro. Like,
that nigga was spitting, though. I can't lie.
But like I said, he's not really even known for his lyricism at all. Like, but that's probably like the
Did
most.
He used to rap with Wayne?
Yeah. He was one of the first Young Money artists. Yeah, for sure, for sure. He was with No Limit and all that shit. You know, he from New Orleans. Yeah, but that song there for me, like, I was already on the Currency train back then, like, since, like, 09. And I was highly anticipating for this album to come out. And when it finally did, like, one thing about me, I'm really big on intros. Like, the first two songs set the tone for the rest of the project.
Supposedly.
Like, if the intro doesn't do it, at least the second song. Like, I'm going to give you at least the second song to kind of, like, get right. But out the gate, like, first song, cool, bit, all right. And I remember when I first got the album, I listened to this song, like, the whole day. Like, I didn't even get to the rest of the album because I was in love with that much of the song. And remember the time, I think I mentioned, like, a few times before where I went to the concert or whatever, and I was up front. And the nigga was like, hey, what song y'all want to hear next? Da, da, da. Because the nigga got like a shit ton.
I bet this nigga was loud as fuck.
No. I went, when I said, play Airborne Aquarium, because that's the name of the song. I was like, play Airborne Aquarium. He was like, nigga, you don't know that shit. That's why I started rapping.
Yeah.
Because like, I literally rapped it face to face to this nigga like the whole song, bro.
So y'all looking each other in the eyes.
Yeah, facts. Pause. But
while you were singing his lyrics on?
Yes. Pause again. It was kind of intimate, but like, you know. Hey, bro. Hey. At least I could say I had that type of, I shared that type of moment with one of my favorite artists, though. Like,
fuck that.
It's pause, but fuck it. Hey, I won't change that for nothing in the world. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
How bro feel about Currents is how I feel about DMX. Straight up.
Yeah, like, and Currents ain't even like my favorite rapper. Like, Currents is just in my, Currents is like in all time of just artists I've listened to. Currents is probably in my top 10, top 15.
You ever been to a DMX concert?
No.
You never going to one?
No.
Wow. Wow.
And what? Me, myself, personally, I would never go to a concert.
To an X concert or just a concert?
Concert period.
Concert period.
Why not?
Don't like people.
There you go.
Too crowded.
I don't.
Fair enough.
Like, I wouldn't, I always wanted to go to one when I was like younger, mm-hmm. but the older I got, I'm like, I really don't like crowds, mm-hmm. bro.
It's you funny you say that. You went to a whole bunch of WWE shows.
I
will say the vibe is a whole lot different.
It's different.
Like, completely different.
It's different. Like, I'll probably go to a Wayne concert, but I would rather, like, be where I can see, like, in the back, mm-hmm. like, kind of.
Now,
like,
one thing I will say, I'll probably never go to a festival. Like, that is a hard no.
South by Southwest?
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll probably do that. I'll probably do that.
I don't know about the festival shit. Like, yeah, it's a little bit more roomy because we outdoors, but mm-hmm. like, still, like, nah.
You got to worry about
staying. Obviously, niggas be mad. Musty, drunk, high, wilding.
I seen videos of motherfuckers that'd be a fucking.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they definitely had it. Niggas be having little tents and all that shit set up. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd probably pee on somebody I see on fucking.
This nigga. Yo, they might like it. Might be into that shit.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I'm just saying. Might be that bad.
I want to go to a festival.
This nigga different, dog. But I've been to a few concerts. Last concert I think I ever been to was Cole. Like in 2018.
Okay, online. I go to a J. Cole concert.
Yeah, I took my sister. Yeah, my sister's a big Cole fan. So I took her.
I just don't want to be in the middle. Like, I really be like, on like the outskirts. I almost say the edge, but that's mad
close,
pause.
We was on the edge close to the front. Like, we probably had like 10 rows ahead of us. Or whatever. Like, we got a decent view of him. Like, I still got the videos in my phone and shit, but yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just shell shocked, but being from the West Side. Remember how you used to go to parties back in the day and just go to the parking lot, don't go inside the building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most activity going on outside
happens in that parking lot.
Yeah, for sure. So, you pulling out the holes. Like, you get a chance to see all the holes before they get in and all that type of shit.
I done been around enough shootouts to know if it's going to happen like that on the outside, I'm not going in.
Take off. Yeah. No. I ain't even mad at you.
You ain't inside. You trapped.
You feel me? I ain't going in.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
St. Louis get up in there and say, get the fuck out. Nigga, it's over with.
Or it could be a birthday party.
You see that nigga car outside, goddamn, you kind of all right. Pull a damn topic, man.
Oh, God.
And tap the hat when you get there.
All right, I got it.
Man, nigga, don't cook, cuz.
I can tell.
Wow. All right, fuck y'all, nigga. Fuck, man. Real nigga, bro. Whew. All right. Okay, cool. Another deep one.
Whoa. Pause.
What's a challenge you never want to face? What's a challenge you never want to face? This can mean multiple things.
Yeah, because my mind ain't blank because I'm thinking about like so much shit.
Dark shit. You went totally dark.
No, the first thing I went was dark. It was completely dark. Like,
I'm glad they say a challenge instead of one challenge. It can be like multiple things. You can say.
I'm drawing a blank right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm drawing a blank.
See, he's not scared of shit.
No, I'm not.
You're a fearless man. You're a fearless man.
Yep.
Interesting.
Bruh, the nigga say,
I'm country.
I'm not running. I'm not chasing you.
No, that's not what I said.
Go ahead.
When you gonna quote it right, bruh.
Man, I don't like quoting full right. That shit too much right.
I said, and I quote, I'm too slow to run.
That's a fact. Big boys.
Too slow to run. I'm too big to be scared. So whatever you gonna do,
that's a
do
fact. It. That's really a fact.
Straight like that.
He is slow.
I'm slow.
That's
so I'm not finna run.
That's a fact.
Just don't let him grab you because I think that nigga crazy. He say he crazy.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you grab me, I'm gonna bite the fuck out of you. I'm telling you.
This nigga that. Like biting people, bruh.
Bruh.
Was it you that bit her?
Bit who? I don't know
Tia. Never mind. She said you like a six. She you like a 6'8" basketball player. I'm
definitely not that tall, my nigga.
Or fit.
That also. Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Fit.
Don't. I don't fit the criteria at all.
I started off light. Well, it's not light, but it's light for me.
Just go ahead.
I wouldn't want to have like a robbery, like gun to my face. I don't ever want to, cause I'm gonna tell the nigga, you pussy if you don't pull that trigger.
Do it, cause like we said a couple of pods ago, do it.
I think you a bitch.
At the point, you
a bitch with that gun in your hand.
Cause first of all, how I feel of pretending to somebody trying to rob me, like at gunpoint, dog. Don't ever let me see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me live through this, cause I promise you, I'm coming. Fuck what you stole. I'm coming for blood.
Yeah, I'm coming to kill you.
Yeah, I ain't say all that now.
I'm coming to kill you.
But I'm on your ass, pause. Like, I got to get my leg back, fool.
I'm coming to kill you. You better kill me, cause I'm gonna kill you.
DJ said he's equipped and a plenty of bunch of skills. He will find you. He will kill you.
I don't want to go through that, cause I don't know what my mind gonna take me. I don't want to go through that.
Yeah, cause one thing about humans, like, we are mammals and mm-hmm. we have like survival tendencies just as mm-hmm. well as animals do.
Fight or flight.
So at the end of the day, when our back's against the wall, we really don't know.
We don't know we're capable
at all. Mm-hmm. That's why I bit the nigga in the lip. Like, no bullshit. Like, bro, I'm just being honest.
He was fighting a nigga and gave a nigga a dumbass kiss, bro, on the mouth.
Bro, I kissed that nigga on the top of his lip, bro. The nigga had my hands tied. I'm just saying, like, I had to let, bro. Hey, I'm sorry.
He had them tied up and they turned them on. He like, come here.
I been and I got that. No, for real. I really did the.
That's wild.
I'm sorry.
He big, so you know he ain't letting go.
Oh, God. I damn near took that boy top lip off. No bullshit. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Hit me.
How'd you feel after all that happened?
Accomplished. To hear him let me go and him say, mama, and he didn't go to school for 3 days, and then when he came back, nigga, the nigga like he had a cleft plate. I was lit.
He drew blood?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But he had to mess a lava all
this nigga a different breed.
he had all the nigga gum sweat.
Well, this is not a challenge I don't want to face, but yeah, definitely not getting bit on the lip is one. I can't make it light just off the top of my head like right now. But
go ahead.
No, I'm gonna make it light. I don't think I would ever want to live a day broke.
Facts.
And when I mean broke, I'm not talking about waiting till the next. I'm not talking about like let me borrow $20 till the next day type of broke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about broke, like borderline. I'm finna be homeless broke. I don't know what I do, fool. Like, ever since I've been working.
You can stand on the interstate and have a sign up.
Bro, I'm not doing that. Fuck out of here, nigga. No, nigga. Hell no. But in all seriousness, I've always, since I've been working, taken pride in, like, make sure I always had money on me. Like, I always said, bro, I'm never letting this account go zero. Like, even if I have, like, you know what I'm saying, nothing in my checking, nigga, my savings straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never not can not have no money.
See, the shit I said, the shit you saying, they gonna rob you.
Nah, for real though. But I've always,
I'm broke. I ain't got shit. Don't fuck with me. I'm broke.
My name, I don't have $1 million. That's just my nickname.
He got a couple thousand though.
No, I'm just,
You ain't got it yet.
I'm $1,000 tie. I'm not me. No, I'm $100 tie. I ain't even thousand.
Nah, he got thousands.
I ain't got a car. I don't know what. No. Stop that. No, don't even put that in the air like that. But no, like on some G shit for real though. Like I really wouldn't know how I would feel if I just woke up and didn't have access to no money. Like money is so essential to just everyday living.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat without money. I can't go nowhere without money. I can't survive literally without money. Like, yeah, I could probably eat go without a few days without
that's
eating.
False.
But I'm saying, like, I'm not walking. Them days,
that walking shit dead.
Them days are gone.
That shit dead.
I have done my fair share of walking. Yeah. I have done my fair share of public transportation. Them days are over. I'm not doing that shit no more. Salute to people that do it. I'm not bashing y'all and belittling y'all. I'm not belittling you,
but I'm bashing.
Get it how you live, nigga. Just, it's not for me.
So you don't just go walking for fun? You don't do that?
Nigga, I'm fat as fuck. You see me? Do you not see me, nigga? No, I'm not. Who the fuck walks for fun? All
right, let me ask you this.
People, fit people.
I'm black and I'm fat.
How much you weigh?
I am too much. I'm pushing 300.
Damn, for real?
You pushing 300?
Oh, God.
My God.
It don't look like it, though.
That's it?
Fuck you mean that's it? Now, you got some height on me, too. You 300. Chief Keith.
Plus.
God damn, but you walk?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of walking.
You
ain't walking, nigga. You dragging.
Fun fact. in my job,
mm-hmm.
I do 14,000 steps a day.
But you have to do that during your job. You said walking for fun.
Right.
Not tell me to walk for work. Because I walk at work too, nigga. But walking for fun, that shit dead, bro. Like, when I take pride in sitting on my ass. Like damn. I'm doing right now.
I'm the only one almost pushing 100 something.
Little ass nigga.
Oh God. I probably can really
Do you eat, man?
I probably can pick you up for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, I eat.
Well, no like bullshit. Like top ramen? Oodle noodles?
Nigga starving.
Oh, like
oh God.
Cheesy like Mac. Noodles.
Cheesy Mac. Cheese got carbs.
Noodles whack. I can't fuck with no noodles either, bro. I'm bougie. I done grew out in noodle phase. It's funny because my first email address was RamenEater06.
Wow.
Hey, bro, I used to watch Naruto a lot, and that's all that nigga used to eat, bro. So, like, that was my shit.
All Japanese animes
that's a fact. That's a fact. But no, like, they used to have an actual ramen shop on Naruto, and that's all that nigga used to do when them niggas went training and shit.
Mm.
But, nah, fam, I can't go back to this shit no more. You know how you eat something for so long or eat something so much, you kind of get tired of it? The only thing I ever never got tired of eating was pussy ass. Ass. That's it.
I still eat hamburger helper.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I don't eat it. But see.
Y'all niggas so broke.
But see, here's the thing, though. I don't eat hamburger often. Hamburger helper often.
Good. So, you got that out.
Fuck you. But when I do, I enjoy it. Like, I treat that shit like it's a 5-course meal.
Mm-mm.
Because I don't have it as much.
Mm-mm.
But even then, like what you said, like, you talking about us being broke and shit, nigga, I still eat that shit broke. I'm sorry. Like, I would do...
Nigga, I had a Hot Pocket earlier. That broke.
Hot Pocket's not broke.
Shit, Hot Pocket is broke. Hot Pocket and chips?
I will say...
That's a snack, bro.
I will say I've grown out of Hot Pockets, though. Like, nah. I get what you're saying. All right. When I say... Maybe my broke is different from other niggas' broke. Let me change my words. Poor. Like, poor. Broke is just, I ain't got no money to go out, have fun,
no,
do this.
No, poor is Rotel.
No.
Poor is chicken wings.
No, that's broke.
Poor is meatballs.
That's broke.
For all you other motherfuckers, they can cook. I don't think they can cook some goddamn.
Are you talking about the Alfredo Warriors?
Yeah, the Alfredo Warriors. The box creators.
Because I still eat Rotel and meatballs and sandwiches and everything. What is wrong with you?
Only at Baby's House, fam, and kickbacks. Only at Baby's House and kickbacks.
Baby's House and kickbacks.
I give you that one.
What, dinner?
Nah, yeah.
Come over tonight. I'm cooking. What you cooking? Rotel?
No bullshit.
Just call it finger food.
Are you being funny? I used to have a little yummy like way back in the day. I used to go see Amir Brooke, nigga. Every time she said she cooked, bro, half of the time it was Rotel. Like, it was just some spicy ass Rotel food. That was like her go to. She ain't never cooked nothing else.
Hey, you know something?
That and Texas toast.
Something about Rotel that probably I don't mind, like, now. Growing up, I didn't eat that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn was very limited on shit she cooked. And she didn't cook Rotel until I probably was like 15, 16, the first time I had Rotel. And it was at church.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had some kind of...
Funeral?
No, it wasn't a funeral.
I think it was the choir reunion,
the youth choir reunion, and one of the foods there was Rotel. I'm looking like, what the fuck is this? And then when I ate, I'm looking like, oh, this shit busting.
They said cheese soup.
No, bro. My homegirl Tanya had Coke.
Mm-hmm.
She said her boyfriend called it meat dip.
You know what? I mean, what?
Technically, it is kinda, a meat dip.
It's technically? Yeah, it's just hamburger, cheese, and, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Meat dip.
And tomato.
And tomato. That's literally, it's all the ingredients, literally.
Yeah.
Meat dip.
Meat dip is kind of accurate.
The can say Rotel.
Nigga, that's just a fancy word that they just threw together to make you say, don't say meat dip. It's meat dip, nigga.
I start calling it meat dip. The piss people off.
And see, that's the type of broke I ain't trying to be. Like, I ain't trying to sit there and eat hamburger helper all my goddamn life. Like, no. I'm a fat nigga. I gotta eat food. I eat some decent shit every now and again, bro.
So like, you fat. So how you like your steak?
Medium well.
Okay.
I ain't never been no well done. Nigga, I stopped doing that in my before I turned 20.
Yeah, I stopped doing it because that shit hurt my teeth. In my
try medium rare. Try that.
I've done it too.
That sound like blood.
Nah, it's just.
It sound like you're eating murder.
I tried it once. I tried it once and it was kind of gummy. So I was like, nah, yeah. I'm cool on it.
If it ain't medium rare, I don't want it.
Yeah, it was just too gummy for me. That was it.
You don't like gummy? What's wrong with old people?
I ain't never had that dog that in my bag. All right,
another challenge that people don't think of that I think that is like real, like possible to happen. Tornadoes.
A Sharknado?
No.
Pause. I got a question. What is up with you and these damn Sharknadoes? I heard that y'all laughing. What's up with you and Sharknadoes? Are you upset with sci-fi?
No, it's just
yes. Yes, he has no taste in music.
Bruh, movies.
I said music, damn. He has no taste in movies.
It's just a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, you know how something is bad, but it's like a good bad? That's a good bad.
That's a bad bad.
It can be viewed as a bad bad, but it's only good because it's so bad that it's funny. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not watching like, damn, this movie good as fuck. Like, I'm just to the edge of my seat. No, I'm there to make fun of this shit, bro. Like, look how dumb this shit look like. That's why I find Sharknado so fascinating.
You ever seen the movie, is it Python or King Cobra? No, it was Python.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the movie Python?
No. I only seen Anaconda. Pause. I mean, everybody seen Anaconda. Everybody has said at least seen Anaconda before.
Python is a knockoff of Anaconda.
I would imagine.
And the snakes look so fake. It looked so fake. But it was a good movie. But it looked so fake.
And see, that's the crazy thing about Anaconda, too. Like, the snake look real as fuck.
Because that's how they look.
But see, there wasn't really no real. We ain't gonna say real. The CGI now just look too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Not like back then, nigga, you kind of had to, you know.
They like a real fucking snake, bro.
I like that movie personally.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, Anaconda or Python?
No, Anaconda. Anaconda. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Python, I mean, damn, Python too.
Fuck that nigga up.
Anaconda 2 was trash. It was trash.
I didn't even see that one.
There was a sequel?
I stopped at the
Morris
first one.
Morris Chestnut was in the movie. And right.
Why it was trash.
Please tell me he died.
I think he died.
Yeah, because fuck that. Because nobody want no more Morris Chestnut or fucking Anaconda 2.
I never want to be face-to-face with a tornado. I seen one in the distance. I love tornadoes.
I ain't never seen one in real life.
I was coming from Detroit, and we were coming through Huntsville. I'm like, okay, we almost home. It started raining real bad, and it started hailing. And I'm looking like, boy, we in trouble. First thing, because I was watching like the sport, not sports channel, but the weather channel all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I watch people do the tornado trackers and shit like that. And they will actually see what tornado will hit.
Some of them dumb motherfuckers that be standing outside and shit.
Yeah.
That shit,
they call
storm chasers.
Those.
Yeah.
But they I recognize the hail falling, looking like, boy.
I don't think I ever experienced hail in my life.
You had to.
Not like, not even hailstones here, but like, I was in the house. Like, I ain't never like witnessed it, like be outside while driving type of thing.
Well, let me tell you something. Hail hurts.
For real?
It hurts.
It really burns for real?
It hurts.
Does it burn?
I mean, it's ice.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about other hail when they say it burned. Nigga dumbass.
I got caught in a hailstorm in Colorado. It hurts.
Shit.
They man been all over America except for Oregon.
Man, I've only been to Colorado and California.
You had to go through states to get to California.
Yes, I did.
Well, he said he's from the west side. Yeah.
No, he really meant Montgomery.
Nigga, you had me thinking you was like from, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Wait, I said from the west side.
I thought you meant like west coast. Like,
Nah.
Man, lay your head, bro. No.
Coming through Huntsville, after the hail happened, like it was still raining, and like in the distance, in the field, I saw this funnel coming down, and I'm looking like,
you saw it forming?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It hit the ground, bro, and it was just out there in the field, just moving. And I'm looking like,
oh, hell no. Nah. Like, hell no.
Monty driving. I'm like, cuz, speed up. I don't know if it's, I don't know what direction they're going.
How close was y'all to it?
Well, we far.
Okay.
Like, but I ain't know if it's still coming out way or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, cuz, I'm thinking to myself, like, bitch, drive.
How was the, all right, so also, cuz obviously I ain't never been through no type of shit like that, but how was the wind? Like, was the wind picking up? Was it blowing real hard, Paul?
It was like the wind blowing hard during the hard rain and the hail.
Mm-hmm.
But after that went away, like I said, the tornado was in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that bitch real good. It was open field.
Fuck no.
And
no.
It was. I hated it because it wasn't one of them pretty ones. It was like a dark tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they mostly drop in, like open field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I knew it was a tornado because all you saw was goddamn like grass and like debris
picking
like
just
flying in the distance. I'm looking like, drive, bitch.
Fuck no.
Yeah. What the motherfucker said on Don't Be a Menace, drive, motherfucker, drive.
You know, I don't know nothing about that movie.
Man, that was before the goddamn mail truck scene.
I don't remember nothing else but that.
Boy, that nigga, hell boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to be faced with a tornado though. I done had dreams about them motherfuckers. And knowing since I've been here, knowing that tornado hit goddamn 5 miles east is fucking sickening.
From here?
Yes. Over there off Taylor Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year a tornado hit over there and fucked up the softball field and the buildings. Yeah, nigga.
Being that I'm from here, I'm used to all that.
Bro, they kind of scared me one time at work with the tornado shit. Like, we was at work, niggas talking about some going to break room. Niggas a big ass fucking window right there. Why the fuck would you put us in front of glass, you fucking dickhead? Like, come on, bro. Them niggas ain't give a fuck. Them niggas said go in the break room. No, you're supposed to go in the bathroom, first of all.
The dumbest shit is in school, they tell you to go in the hallway and put a book over your head. Oh, please don't
get me fucking started on that.
Why would I put a fucking book over my... A book ain't finna start the tornado from goddamn swallowing me up.
Pause, Team Jakes. Pause.
You ever been swallowed?
This nigga is so stupid.
Right, so let me ask you this right here. Would you rather deal with a tornado, hail, or snow? Which one?
All right, when you say snow, you mean like a blizzard?
Yeah.
Never experienced a blizzard.
I don't think we ever experienced a blizzard when I was up north. So, I know it really snowed really bad, so I can't
remember. I rather deal with a blizzard. Hold on, where am I? Where am I?
You might want to be careful with that one.
Where am I?
Here, nigga.
If I'm here, give me a blizzard.
Cause it's gonna melt real quick. Like,
we're in the south. This shit ain't gonna last.
This whole city gonna shut down.
But obviously, you also gotta keep in mind, nigga, you stuck in the house. Like, you, nigga, regular snow days, fool. These niggas panic. Like, I remember.
I'm pretty sure the news will predict if a blizzard coming. You stack up.
Well, true. It's not even just that. It's not the fact of just like on some survival shit. Just nigga, that shit was ass. Like, niggas literally shut down everything for 2 inches of snow. It was literally 2 inches, bro.
I'm going to tell you, though, it was a good time. Because we had bitches in an apartment.
Oh, it was a good time because I went and got some pussy, too. I left the house to go get some ass.
I ain't say I fucked, but it was bitches in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
already had them lined up. Like, they was already at the crib.
Bruh. Yeah, because they thought that they were going to be able to leave in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to kick back.
Them niggas set them up, fool.
No,
the bitches. Set them up.
Bruh, look.
Y'all got robbed or something?
No, the bitches was going to state. And they was like, well, we ain't got school tomorrow. They said, yo, Snow, we finna come over there and play cards and drink.
Mm-hmm.
They came over that bitch and they were like, all right, we just gonna leave in the morning. And the morning time came and saw all the snow. They looking like, yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
Bitch, it ain't finna snow, but you finna get covered in white, though. You feel me?
Somebody gotta do it.
I think all one person got some ass.
And when you could.
Nah, hell no.
Damn, son.
Hell no, I ain't finna like
that. I literally left the house.
With my friends, nah, I was the last one to get.
Bro, I literally left the house. Wow, my brother and sister doing snowmans and shit. Nigga, I went outside, drove literally night across the street from my neighborhood to my ex house and got me some ass. Walked. No, the neighborhood was like I live deep in my mama's neighborhood. So we had to drive out of the neighborhood, then go across the street.
So you risked your life for pussy.
Nigga was not. The ice was gone. Like it was.
I took a bitch home one time.
Like the, my car slid. Nigga, the ice was. I mean, the snow was gone. The fucking ice was.
So not how were they making a snowman?
From the little snow that was left.
Him was a crackhead snowman.
No. It was like the ice was. I mean, the snow was melting by then. Like the snow was still on the ground, but it wasn't nothing else coming down. Like that was it. They was using whatever they had left. Nigga, I said fuck that. I ain't finna stay in this motherfucking house all goddamn day. Give me some ass.
What this thing?
No. It wasn't none of that.
This nigga really different.
Oh God, he really
different. You never know.
All right, so you ain't came up with nothing yet.
Yeah, man. Just to ride. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say it like
whoa.
That. Yeah, pause.
Like just to ride.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say I don't like want to be faced with the ride.
I think with me being a married man for the past 12 years.
12?
Yeah.
God damn. He threw years. Away his youth.
Whoa.
Immediately.
Whoa. Watch your mouth.
He threw away his youth. Immediately. I'm on your ass. I told you. The nigga graduated high school and got married right after high school.
First of all, let's back up. I didn't graduate.
Damn, I'm trying to make you sound smart.
Nope, I ain't gonna do that.
Drop out, shorty.
11th grade, I left. School was not for me. I'm back in school now, but back then, I didn't care. I went and got me a job, straight up.
For the West Side.
Word.
What do you expect? Word.
Yeah. But I think my biggest challenge, honestly, is not being able to provide.
So being broke.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Basically.
Because I have my mom... who I care for, and then I got my wife. So, not being able to provide.
Y'all ain't got kids?
No.
Oh, salute.
No.
Salute.
Oh, both of y'all shoot blanks.
I was just about to say it. You beat me to it.
Nope, just you.
You beat me to it.
I'm the only one with a kid.
Oh, God. What time is it?
Boy, a low blow. Oh, my God. Like God, I'm like he did what? Shit!
Oh shit! Another one I can think of is I'm trying to move forward, and y'all niggas want to sit and giggle.
Just to let y'all know, over here about this next week when I see this fool.
Oh yeah. God!
Over here about this.
One thing I don't think I can like go through. My mama passing.
I ain't want to go that way.
And that was the first thing that came to mind.
I ain't want
to
go that way.
I know, but nigga, we've been tap dancing long enough.
Yeah.
We've been tap dancing long enough, nigga.
Any parent, like a mine's for real. Like, I have classmates who lost both parents. Yeah, and I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they deal with it. Like, I would have lost my fucking mind.
My mom seems to be handling my grandma's passing pretty well 2 years later.
I don't mean to be mean. Your mama old. She ain't that old.
But she still lost her mom, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, it's still, like, hell, that would actually weigh more because she had more life with her mama. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That's just my opinion. That's how my insight.
I feel like if you lose your mama, you lose your mama young, it's a lot you done missed.
I mean, yeah, because there's opportunities that are now gone. Like, she won't see you get married, stuff like that, depending on how old she might not see you graduate type shit. So, like, I understand that. But still, like, there's still some equity there. Like, yeah. My mama's 47, so that's a long time.
Damn.
But that's a long time to been with someone only to lose them. So
yeah,
I see it both ways, but I don't think I'll be ready. I don't think I'll ever be ready to lose my mom's, bro.
Nah, that's not something like.
Me on the
I'll accept it. Hold on real quick.
Go ahead, go.
I think I'll accept it if she was like a little bit more older. Like if she's like 60, 70,
yeah,
80-ish, like somewhere around there, where she kind of like, you know, pushing, like, all right, cool. But like right now, nigga, I don't think
you're
I
can. Still young.
Yeah. Like, like 47 ain't really that old at all.
She don't look 47.
No, she don't.
She look 48. Would you say something?
who is really ready, like honestly, no matter how old your parents are, who is actually really ready to lose a parent?
White kids that hit their moms.
We ain't talking about them.
Fuck you, mom. I hate you, dad.
I don't believe in no way whether your parents are.
Wish you were fucking dead, mom.
50, 60, or 100 years old, you're never ready to lose them. Devil.
Not black parents. I mean, not black
parents. No, but like I said, that's why I brought up how old, like the super long, like no, the old age.
No, it also depends on their health too.
That's why I'm finna get into. Like, that's why I mentioned, like, if she's a little bit older, I'll be more accepting. Like, I can't speak for y'all, but like, everybody has at least witnessed somebody old in their family just passing. And the main thing they'll say is, well, it was their time to go, mm-hmm. type of thing. When you get to that point, then you kind of like settle in with it and be like, well, shit, I can't force them to be on this earth much longer. Like, it is what it is. Your time has now come, unfortunately.
So you're talking about more like natural causes.
Yeah.
See, I can deal with a natural cause.
And I'm glad you said that, because the way you go out too matters.
Yeah. Now, if it's something stupid, like a car accident, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Like an instantaneous death. Yeah.
I'm hurt.
I'm fucked up.
Or being shot mistakenly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Or she having like a minor surgery and they fuck with the wrong organ. And then she bad. I'm hurt. But it's like something I hate this shit because, I mean, it happens. But something cancerous or some freak health scare to come out of nowhere.
It's
or
crazy, minor, bro.
Oh, fucking heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
No, that shit can come out of nowhere. You can be doing good 1 second and then you can like be like Wyndham, RIP,
mm-hmm.
and have a fucking heart attack out of nowhere.
And see, I don't think I've ever spoke about it on the pod. I'm gonna bleep most of this shit out anyway. But you know
I ain't know.
It was a heart attack. Nevertheless, like, because she was doing too much stress and smoking and mm-hmm. shit like that. So, like, you know, that kind of put me in the mindset of, like, shit, she could have been out this mm-hmm. motherfucker. You feel me? Like, but over time, she didn't got better. She know, like, she had heart failure. You know what I mean? But over time, she started taking better herself and changed her lifestyle around and stuff like that. And by the grace of God, she got through it. But who was to say, like, nigga, that was like a year or two ago. Who was to say, you know what I'm saying? I could have been without a mom's, like, for real. Like, now, nigga. That's crazy.
You know, I don't think I told anybody this.
Oh, it's a world premiere. Kind of.
Vaughn walked around. Like, she, I don't know if she still got it now, but she had a heart monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she, I don't know what the fuck happened. I just know one day I got a phone call. How old am I? 30 now? It had to be like 10, 11 years ago. I get a phone call.
I'm thinking this is going to be like kind of recent. Mm-mm. Damn.
I get a phone call from my mama's phone. Mm-hmm. And I answer, I'm looking like, yeah. And then there's a white lady talking. I'm looking like,
fuck is you, nigga?
And that bitch say, mom, yeah. Now, who this? She say, Are you kin to such and such? I'm looking like, yeah. She's looking like, oh, well, she had an incident and we gotta send her to the hospital. I'm like, the fuck you talking about? Long story short, she in the fucking cable building, like mm-hmm. trying to get the cable shit situated. Out of nowhere, she falls the fuck out and hit her head.
Damn.
Right. And they had to call the ambulance come pick her up and shit like that. I'm looking like, what the fuck? I had literally got the phone with like 20 minutes ago. And she called right back. And like, yeah, somebody else on the phone was saying, yeah, your mama on the way to the hospital. And then she don't know why the fuck it happened. It was just a random ass blackout.
Mm-hmm.
But she passed out, hit her head. And like, that was a health scare. I'm looking like, boy. Because you hit your head the wrong way, shit can be over.
You can be out of there, yeah.
So with that shit, I'm looking like, and she still like, sometimes she had like these blackouts, but she don't black out to pass right, the fuck out. Yeah. She can be able to manage herself a little bit. But ever since then, I told her, like, you gotta focus on your health, cuz.
Oh, God.
Like, she don't smoke, she don't drink, but she still eat bad. Like,
enough will do it.
That'll do it, and then she started working out more, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you gotta do this, cause I ain't gonna say research that shit, but I look at that shit. I look at the working out, the eating healthy and shit. Like, I get talked about. Y'all niggas just talked about, you know,
oh God.
I do this shit, though, because, like, I just don't want no freak shit. That if I'm gonna go, I want to go on some freak shit, not like health wise.
Yeah, I don't want to be the cause of my own death. Right,
because I can control what I intake. Mm-hmm. I can't control an accident by a drunk driver. I can't do that. I can't control a desperate ass nigga wanting money with a gun. I can't control that. If I go out that way, I'm not fine with it, but I'm okay.
At least it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it was. And,
I get the logic.
Not the black man fault. That's all. Unless you're a black man. Never mind. You know what? Fuck it. I'm black. It's my fault. It's still my fault.
It's your fault. You did. Because why you die?
Why I die? You stupid ass nigga. You gonna sit here and die? Like, that's
stupid nigga, man. I hate this
motherfucker. Well, yeah, bro. Like, I feel that parent shit though. I don't know how most people do it. Even with my dad, like some people don't have a close relationship with their dad. Mm-hmm. Like, on my dad, all he got, honestly, even though it's me and my brother.
Yeah.
They don't even talk. So if anything happened to me, that nigga might fucking lose it.
Yeah.
And he, knowing my dad, what I do, he way too calm to be okay if something happened to me. So, and I'm the same way with him though. I ain't saying he all I got, but as far as that side, he kind of all I got. Even though I got grandmas and shit, but damn call. Damn call.
I ain't going to say I'm going to feel the same way to the extent I would for my dad. I would be fucked up if I lose my dad, though. Like, only because we've developed the relationship.
Yeah, just got the blood y'all got.
Because damn, nigga, I just started liking your ass a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be kind of unfortunate to lose that nigga just...
At least you got 14 siblings, though.
It's not that fucking many, but, you know.
You don't know that.
Losing my dad or my mom, for me, both of them would be, like, in my brain, catastrophic.
Yeah.
Because my mom, she's an epilepsy. My dad, he just crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? But
like, you know, dad.
Me and him, like, we looking at me and him together, you'd be like, y'all are like best friends. Mm-hmm. But I tell people, this is not my damn friend. This is my dad. But when we go fishing and whatnot, ain't no talking. We just fishing. Me and my mom, we go to the casino. That's what she likes to do. You know what I'm saying? So me and her bonding time is me taking her to Doja Road. She on one side of the bill, I'm on the other side of the bill. And she wins, she gonna tell me. If I win, I'm gonna tell her. We just go from there. But yeah, with her having epilepsy, and crazy as it is, she just had an episode last week.
Damn.
Wow.
So I have to, when that happens, I have to take off work, make sure that she didn't, you know, that she good, and then go back to work, maybe the following day or the day after, whatever the case may be. But yeah. So dealing with all that, because she had a seizure Monday, I took off work Tuesday, and then Wednesday, my wife had surgery.
God damn.
Yeah, you had that whole week all through, then?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so
No. You're right. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, I did. Okay.
I was saying, if you didn't, I would have.
Yeah. She had a seizure Monday night, right by 8 o'clock. I called out for Tuesday, and then Wednesday, my wife had her surgery, and we didn't leave Baptist East until Friday.
Shit.
But now she's back home. You know, she's doing good, hard headed, and want to walk around, do whatever. But yeah.
Gotta take her to the casino, bro.
I was just gonna say, you know they don't like sit on the ass for too long.
Yeah, gotta take her to the casino.
But mind y'all, I have a brother on my mama's side and a sister on my daddy's side. And I don't really vibe with either one of them. Really don't.
He love his brother.
Love my brother? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I love him. But as far as me and him, like, being that close like that, no, we're not.
I'll say big difference.
Bro, look, we talk about this nigga brother, like, we talk about his brother a lot.
Nigga, it can't possibly be that fucking funny.
Bruh, look.
It is.
He can't stand his brother, bruh. And I tell him all the time, like, bruh, y'all gonna talk again. He was like, man, fuck that nigga.
And my mama say the same old thing. Y'all gonna be killing. Y'all gonna get. And you know what? I keep telling mama the same thing. I'm not mad no more. He's the one that's mad. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. Now, did I block him on everything? Of course I did. Because of how you did the situation, you should have just came to me, but you went a different route, but whatever.
Fuck it.
But yeah.
We don't hit the table.
Oh, my bad.
That wasn't you.
It was my fault.
Yeah. Hey, nigga.
Kiss nigga. My ass, nigga. It was a mistake. The fuck? My last one. Come and try to lighten the mood.
Lighten the mood for the people.
One thing I don't think I ever want to challenge. I mean, what challenge I don't want to face? Face. Jail.
I ain't going to jail.
I say fuck no, that. Jail. I am not going to jail.
And I got a funny story why.
Why?
Funny story.
You go first.
All right, cool.
Because if you listen to the pod, you know what I'm on.
Before you leave, I need you to tell this nigga and the millions.
Right. And millions.
Of the New York story.
Bro, that you told.
All right. Well, go ahead with the jail thing first. That New York story funny as hell, bro.
All right. Back when I was younger, I had to get a whole lot of speeding tickets. Well, just tickets in general.
This nigga got an FTA. Dead giveaway.
In general.
When you say tickets, FTA.
Yeah, tickets. So I had accumulated about $3,000 in tickets.
Boy, I know your license is gone.
They was. Oh, I got them back now. I'm good now. I'm clear now.
Oh, God
so,
damn.
In the mail, I got my bench warrant. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking like, man, I'm finna go to jail. Like, my mom got to go.
Mama.
You feel me? She finna be mad. So what she did was she knew I had an aunt down there at the Bun place down the street on Ripley Street.
Okay.
At the Bun down there. So she called her. She was like, look, my son got all these tickets. I need some help. She was like, he fine. I got this. She hopped on the phone.
Nigga plugged in.
Oh, God.
Hopped on the phone. She did her thing. You dig what I'm saying?
Hold on. She still right there. Just in case.
I don't know.
God damn.
I don't know. So she hopped on the phone. And she was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got them. So the very next day, she called me. She said, look at him. Go down. I'm going to take you downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We get you a court date. Tell them what's going on. We're going to get you a different court date. So, boom. I did all that. Now, mind you, I'm walking in this courtroom. I mean, at the little thing, whatever. I'm shaking. I'm scared out of my mind right now.
Nervous as
well.
So, they gave me a different court date. Boom. Got my court date. So, time for my court. I go to court. Now, I'm seeing folks I went to school with. I'm seeing all kind of people down here. So
see, you already seen your cellmates. Y'all done went to school since you did.
So the beta come outside. Hey, all y'all took your shirts in, leave your cell phones outside. Y'all come on in here. Y'all be quiet and sit down. All right, cool, bro. So I'm going in there. I'm doing my thing. I'm in here for like 35, 45 minutes, just sitting down, just waiting for my number to come up. So everything came up. Judge look at me. That man said, do I know you? I said, no, sir. I ain't never been here. He said, that's the problem. I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, sir. So he said, let me see what you got going on here. Uh-huh. You got some old tickets and new tickets, huh? I said, yes, sir. He said, why the hell you getting tickets in my city and not paying for them? I said, sir, I ain't going to lie to you. I was just getting these tickets, throwing my glove compartment, and they may disappear or something.
Yo.
Real talk.
I wish I did the same thing.
That judge said, are you stupid or are you dumb? Which one are you? I said, sir, right now I'm a little bit of both. He said, that judge said, you know what? He said, I like you. You gonna keep it real with me. I said, yes, sir. He said, I tell you what, all your old tickets, I'm gonna throw them out.
Mm-hmm. How old were they?
Like a couple years old.
Oh, shit. Okay.
My newer tickets, he said, plead guilty to these and then I'm gonna chop them in half. I went from $3,000 to paying $1,100.
Shit, that's still a lot, but damn.
I had just got my taxes back.
Oh, you feel me? All that shit on
it. Just got them back. And I had my tax money on the rush card.
Uh-huh.
All right? Rush card. So the man said, you got all my money? I said, yes, sir, right now. He said, do me a favor. Leave my courtroom. He said, but do me something. Don't ever come back. I ain't been back since.
Boy, learn it, listen,
I ain't
boy.
Been back since.
I'm gonna learn it, listen. He's like, fuck that.
But, bruh, I got outside. I stood in the line for 4 hours.
God damn.
4 hours
nigga,
in the line.
Nigga, that's your sentence right there.
Nah, I would have came back. So, I would have came back.
So, look, after paying the $1,100 for mm-hmm. them tickets, I had to go around the street to get my license reinstated. That's another $150 on top of that.
Yeah. Damn.
So that's why for me, going to jail, no.
Now, it's funny because he make me feel like I'm dumb. Because I used to pay my tickets on time.
Oh, God.
I ain't never I'll wait till like the last minute, but I always paid it before it was, you know, time
this
expired.
This is how I was paranoid. Mm-hmm. I got a ticket, and the next day I went to the courthouse, like, yo, I'm here to pay a ticket. They were like, bro, it ain't hit yet. But they give it another week or so, it ain't hit yet. I was ready to pay that motherfucker right then and there.
Bro, I pay all them shits. I ain't try to fight them, nothing. I try to fight the first one because it was the first one. And I, like, people told me, like, hey, you know you can take like a class and not have to worry about paying. And I was like, oh shit, that's it. By the time I tried to do it, it was too late. So I was like, fuck it. I ended up paying all my shit. I have a total of 5 tickets my entire lifetime. My life's been suspended and everything. Yeah.
Hold on.
I had 3 tickets in a month.
Hold up.
How old are you right now?
I am 31.
And you had how many tickets in your whole life?
5.
Wow.
So you telling me,
I used to get one every year.
You had 5 tickets and lost your license.
Mm-hmm.
Were you here?
Mm-hmm. I never lost my license, and I had way more.
I was riding dirty. I didn't give a fuck. Technically, by the system, I lost my license. I definitely was still riding dirty.
Bruh, check this out. We're getting pulled over. Expired license. Expired registration.
See, I ain't never had to worry about speeding none of that.
And tailgating at the same time.
The fuck is tailgating?
When you ride close up on the car?
Yeah. On the ass? Yeah. Okay.
So I got hit with all 4 of those. I'm thinking to myself, boy, I'm definitely going to jail.
My mom, you finna get locked up, fool.
I didn't lose my license.
What?
No. He told me, that's when I was staying off of Bell Road.
Mm-hmm.
I got pulled over by the YMCA, almost home.
Man, hell
no.
And
I told Buddy, because the thing that pissed me off was that me and another car had passed his car, right? The motherfucker in the front didn't get pulled over. I got pulled over. So I'm looking like, bro, I live right there, bro. Like, just let me go home.
Let me go to the crib, fool.
He like, oh, I let you go home, all right? And nigga brought back all them goddamn tickets. I'm looking like, boy, I ain't paying this shit.
Man, he gave you 4 tickets in one.
He gave me 4 tickets in one time.
Man, hell no. Nah.
But see, this is what saved you, though. You probably had tickets, but you ain't had no warrants.
That's a fact.
I'm gonna say big difference.
Because see, I got pulled over right in front of a Red Lobster. The man came there because he got me for an expired tag.
Mm-hmm.
The man said, do you have any warrants? I said, sir, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know. He said, if I run your name, if you got more than 3 warrants or 3 capers, I got to take you down there.
I recently just let my shit up. I'm good.
So once he ran it real quick, he said, bro, you good. You ain't got but 2. But you can't drive. Luckily, moms and my sister was right behind me to come get my car. Mm. Luckily.
The 5 things, the 5 tickets, I'm finna run down my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
My first 2 tickets came at the same time. Tent was too dark, seat belt.
I ain't never went through that. And I definitely got dark too. I had a dark tent.
So I asked the motherfucker, I said, my tent too dark? How the fuck you know I ain't have a seat belt on?
Did you have it on by the time they pulled up?
Yes.
Because I know you.
Yes. I swear to God, I put that motherfucker on.
Mm-hmm.
11th grade. It was right before we was in 11th grade, 12th grade graduation. It was the day before.
Uh-huh.
I was going to get a haircut. I got them 2 at the same time. I got 2 tailgatings. I got a few speeding tickets. I got about 4 or 5 speeding tickets. I got an expired license, expired tag, expired registration. God, what else? I remember I got one time. I got close to your price. I got about $2,300. And then I was scared because I had a team lead at Hyundai. She used to be a cop. And I was like, hey, look. I said, bro, I don't know what to do. I say, bro, they done sent me a letter in the mail about my goddamn tickets.
That was your warrant.
No, and she was like, how much you did? I say about 23. She say, oh, boy, they ain't shit. They ain't stunning that. They want the ones who owe big money for drugs and all the other shit. They want them niggas.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
They ain't stunning you.
It's big to us, pause, but it's like, that's some change to them
but
niggas.
I haven't got a ticket in about 10 years.
It's been 4 for me. So the first ticket I got, I was on the interstate heading to Walmart in Chantilly because it was overnight. Mm-hmm. I was working second shift, but I just got paid. Just wanted to get some shit so I ain't had to get it in the morning. The other side of the interstate was doing road work. So, yeah, like, I'm going this way, then they're going that way. The road work is on the opposite side. They had, like, signs and shit up saying, slow down, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. I ain't paying no mind until I got pulled over. They said I was speeding. Now I'm like, nigga, I thought I'm doing the 70. It was like, no, it's a 50. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, why would we pull you over for some shit that's going on the other side of the interstate?
Because the signs were still up.
I did the dumbest shit.
I ate that, though. It was all right.
I was in school at 4 the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They let us out. It was Friday night. Tell me why I'm at... I see the police behind me, bruh.
Nigga didn't give a fuck.
I'm at the traffic light. And when the light turned green, I took off.
This nigga here, bruh.
Boy, look, he hit the light so goddamn fast.
As though. You should have, dummy. Stupid ass nigga.
I say, bruh, look, I just left school.
This man ain't got respect for shit.
Oh, God.
I say, bruh, look, I just left school. My mama gonna be mad at me.
Bruh,
He was like... He saw the books. He, you know, the flashlight and shit. He saw the books. He looking like, man, slow the fuck down. But one time I thought I was going to get locked up. I had a look in the car.
Nigga, you thought you was going to get locked up a different time, not the time before the end?
No. Because this happened fairly early. Mm-hmm. I was 19. Vaughn was at the military. I had to go pick her up because we only had one car.
Yeah.
So I supposed to been coming to Montgomery with Terrence. We had a kickback the night before. Nigga, I had beer, I had open liquor containers in the back, and I had clothes. The clothes wasn't in bags or nothing. It was in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm late picking Vaughn up, so I'm speeding. State trooper hit it like, I'm like, oh, shit.
And see, that state trooper pullover is different.
Like, bruh.
You getting pulled over by the police is one thing, but getting pulled over by the state
trooper. Yeah, that state trooper
is
different,
bruh. Yeah.
So when he pulled me up, I'm looking like, shit, what to say? Okay, I got my license. Okay.
Just go ahead and head that shit out.
No, bruh, I fucked around and looked back, looking like, I had a 24-pack of beer, bruh. Open on the back seat. So I took my clothes.
See, them niggas don't trip if the shit ain't open. But if the shit open, it's always.
This is where I fucked up at. The boss was open. I took my clothes, threw them over the beer. Dumbass nigga.
And he saw you.
No. The fucking open liquor was the clothes were covering the liquor. I uncovered the liquor for the beer.
Dumbass nigga, boy.
He say, So I'm thinking I'm good. I'm talking to him all night. He's like, yeah, my mom military. I'm going to pick up. Da-da-da. He's like, okay, that's cool. I see an open container in your back. Boy, I almost shitted on myself. boy. I say, huh? He say, lower this back window. I look back looking like, fuck. I'm like, God damn. Bro, look. He say, yeah, I'm finna go to the car. I'll be back. I'm like, I call mama. Hey, I'm finna go to jail. I said, I'm finna go to jail.
Yo.
Said, what the fuck you mean you finna go to jail? I'm like, man, that man got, he found a liquor. He said, what you doing with liquor in the car? Like, bro, I'm finna go to my girl. She was like,
I'm finna beat your ass.
Bro. Oh, God.
Bro, oh, God, bro.
Look, I think he was still more scared of the ass whooping than going to jail.
No. I was grown then. I was more scared of her taking the car. Like, not letting me get the car.
Word.
So I'm looking like, oh, fuck, bro. Liquor? Bro, it was a big ass bottle of vodka, bro. I'm looking like, oh, shit, bro. And he came back. Because when he came back, my mom's still on the phone. And he hit my mom cursing me out. I did that shit on purpose. I turned that bitch up. And she's like, you so fucking stupid. And da 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 da. I'm like, Ma, I know, but shut the fuck up. Shut your ass up. Who gonna pick me up? Who gonna pick me up? I'm looking like, Ma, look, man. Like, bro, he not gonna let me go. He come back, he looking like, you know what? I'm gonna take the liquor. I'm gonna take the liquor, but I'll ride you up for speed. I'm like, that's it? He's like, yeah. She finna get in your ass, so I ain't finna do too much to you because she already finna
so
get
lucky,
you,
bro.
When I got there, bro, I'm looking like, shit. She looking like, you stupid as hell, like you a dumb ass, like what the fuck, bro. And I'm mad that the liquor gone, but I'm looking like that goddamn nigga, Bud like still back there.
This nigga, you buy another bottle.
I was 19.
Oh, we can get another bottle still. Yeah.
I was like, that bill still bad there. I was like, fuck it. Get what? What pissed me, I had to take a breathalyzer and all that shit. I had just drunk two beers before I left the house.
Nigga.
I was blowing that motherfucker. I was barely like, no, I'm blowing.
Blow, bitch.
I'm like, bro, I'm so locked up.
Bro. That's crazy. Then the nigga underage,
bro. Underage, bro. And guess who behind the damn state trooper? My cousin.
What the fuck?
Bro, he had already called my mama and everything. She was waiting for the phone call.
That's crazy.
I was like, Monster, I know your ass got pulled over. what you doing? Like, bro, I was speeding, bro.
The crazy part about all it is, we would rather deal with police than deal with our mamas.
On God.
On God. That's the funny part.
I'm going to let you go. That's crazy. I'm like, no, man. Please lock me up, man. Please.
I want to go home. The other two times, the other four times, I should say, the second time was I'm heading to go get some ass. Bro, I ain't leave the neighborhood good, bro. Nigga pulled me over for not making a complete stop.
I got a stop sign 1-2.
They will do that.
Nigga, it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Fool. It don't matter.
Bro, ain't nobody outside, bro.
That stop sign outside.
Get the fuck out. That's a fact. No, bro. I can't even be mad at
that. I always had an excuse when I got pulled over. Remember I told you the situation about my dad fucking this?
Yeah.
The one he was fucking pulled me over. She a cop.
What?
So I'm late for practice, bro. I done seen what happened last fall when you missed practice. You nigga, you finna run.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm running late. I'm looking like, bro, this stop sign. Nobody is ever there. So I yield, look left, look right, hauled ass. Look right again, police right there.
Right down your ass. Whoop, whoop. All right, so quick question, completely unrelated to the... Well, it's not, but it is. Did your dad pop by then?
No.
Oh, God, I said she probably would have let you off.
But she let me off. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a ticket for it. She knew the coach, and I told her I played basketball.
Oh, well, yeah.
And she was like, you play for something? I'm like, yeah. She looking like, I'm going to call him, and I hope he run your ass to death. I'm looking like, please call him. Please call him. Like, shit, I'm in good health then. Like, mm-hmm. I'll run all goddamn day.
Yeah.
Like, please call him. Don't give me this ticket. Vaughn going to be mad.
Right. Like, now, the third time, I think I talked about it on the pod before when we ended up going to Panama, and I ended up driving like 5 hours to go see this chick.
Yeah.
So, like, it's funny because I recently seen a meme. Like, you know how you go from just regular city, then like dirt road, then like small town, and like speed limits just immediately changed like this.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I got caught. Like, I literally just got in a small town, quote unquote, and got pulled over. Nigga said I was speeding. I said, bruh, I'm going to pick up my friends. I'm trying to make sure they don't get, you know what I'm saying, they ain't get kidnapped out of the room, this, that, da, da, da. He saw my tag, saw my license. He's like, all right, well, you tell the truth, clearly from Alabama, you ain't from here, but I still got to give you a ticket. I said, cool. He said, I ain't going to give you a ticket for this. He said, I'm going to downgrade the speed. That way you ain't got to come back up here to go to court, da, da, da. I said, I don't give a fuck. I just pay this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now I end up paying it. That's three. The fourth one, shit, the fourth and fifth one, actually, heading to work. One heading to work, one heading home. You know, on South Court Street, right?
So you only got pulled over for speed?
Oh, all the time. Like, damn near every time. Nigga, I had a Challenger, bro. I was.
Yeah, you did have a Challenger.
Yeah, no bullshit. So one time I was heading to work. I was on second shift, running fucking late. Think I probably got some pussy or something like that and was trying to head to work. And I'm getting pulled over, speeding. Heading home from work. We was on night shift. Me and my partner ended up working over, and we got off around like 10, 11 o'clock that morning. Nigga wanted to fucking race me in a fucking Nissan. I said, bet.
It's your fault for entertaining.
You took that seriously?
He entertained it, bruh.
Ego, bruh.
He entertained the shit, bruh.
When I had my Challenger, bruh, do not pass by me.
I wouldn't waste my time.
Don't size me up and don't pass by me, bruh. I'm going to take that shit to heart. That's just how I was. Bruh, I got pulled over. My home was gone. He gone. Police officer said, now you know damn where you was going too fast. I said, yeah. I said, go ahead and get it to me, bro.
Whoa.
Pause. That was the three that I got. The last three I just mentioned was the last three I got in the same year. I think I got like one more. By then, my license was suspended.
Because
They ended up sending a letter in the mail probably like a week after. I was like, damn, the motherfucker was suspended before that ticket. I was like, God damn. So the last one I ended up getting. So remember when I went to court for Buddy at work and shit? Heading home from Tuskegee. There's a state trooper car in front of me. I have to emphasize that he's in front of me. why this nigga lights came on and he pulled up behind me? I'm like, nigga, how the fuck you got my speed in behind you, nigga?
Yeah, they can do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nigga got me for speeding full on the interstate. But
they'll slow down, let you pass them and everything just to pull you up.
Bro, this nigga lights was on in front of me, bro. Then got behind me. Yeah. I'm like, nigga, ain't nobody else around this motherfucker. Oh, see, he finna get my ass.
He's so dumb. He's so dumb.
Shit, man.
That nigga
mad.
So dumb,
but
bro.
Every time I always paid my shit on time. Like, I was scared when I got my license reinstated because I was like, I don't want them to know that I drove up this motherfucker. So I had somebody I was fucking with at the time. I was like, look, I'm going to drive up here. You just get in the driver's side when I get out of the car, just in case. Make it seem like you took me type shit. Or whatever. But yeah, I don't want to go to jail, bro. You told your reason why. Let me tell mine. Uh-uh. You already know.
Yeah. In jail don't mix. Nope.
I'm going to make this real quick. I'm going to preface what I said in an early episode. Jesus died and rose in 3 days. My ass going to rise in 3 days. I ain't got time to fight. Y'all can have this shit, bro. I'm gonna be scared for my life, dog. I ain't finna fight for my motherfucking life, bro. Y'all can have this shit, bro.
You ain't fight for your life. You fight for your booty.
But if I don't get up, they gonna kill me. Y'all can have this shit, bro. Y'all can have my cornbread. I can have everything. I just wanna go home. I just wanna go home, bro.
How you gonna go home like that? I'm supposed to go to my mom like this. Head ass.
What Drea said, my wholeness was deleted. Who gonna know? Ain't nobody else coming out with me like, man, Ty got fucked in the ass, bro.
Nah, you gonna come out in a certain way.
Somebody gonna see you acting different.
I'm not gonna switch up, bro. I'm just gonna be a nigga that got, you know what I'm saying?
When a nigga pants get tight, are you like, yep, he got raped. Yo. Yep, they got his ass.
Oh, literally. But no, I'm not going like that. But still, I just don't feel like jail is for me. Like at all. By no means am I a pussy, but
who the hell say, yeah, I'm built for jail?
Yeah, I'm just, I look forward to going to jail. Yeah, put me in that bitch now.
I used to
take
work.
Take me to jail, lock me up, throw the
I used
key.
To work with a youngin', bro, that always talked about going to jail, that he was built for it. You know what he at right now?
Jail.
In jail right now.
These young niggas are different, bro.
He wanted to get fucked so bad. He's screaming, fuck me.
Bro, these young niggas, they don't have nothing to lose.
Nah,
bro.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they've made jail like it's a playground.
For sure. I mean, they got PS5s and shit in there now, bro. Yeah. So,
have made jail like it's a playground.
They got
TVs like
bigger than yours in there.
Stop.
They ain't bigger than mine.
These niggas making these TikToks in jail.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. TikTok and everything.
They make it seem like jail looks so fun. Yep. No, the fuck it's not. Nigga, look.
I mean, you still get stabbed.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Real shit. Yeah, I'm probably going to die in jail just for starvation. My fat ass can't eat that shit.
Do like Ted Bundy do. Bruh. Just lose weight and crawl through the vents.
Bruh, on God, I'm not going to be able to make it, bro. Not eating that shit, bro. I'm sorry.
I said like Ted Bundy do. Like Ted Bundy dead. He so dead.
Dead as fuck.
He dead as fuck,
dead
bro.
Dead as fuck.
Nigga died in 2000. R.I.P. real nigga.
I can't see myself being around a bunch of niggas I don't know all day.
You'll get it known real quick.
Fuck that. I can't do that.
You'll get it known real quick.
Fuck that.
Like, ooh, you a bean.
Boy.
Fuck that. I'm being a snitch. I'm being friends with the CEO.
Oh, you get your ass beat.
No, I ain't.
Ooh, they beating the shit out of you.
I'm telling every time they try to beat me up, I'm going to be Randolph for fucking recess. Miss Finster.
Bro, they not going to be in your goddamn cell with you.
Man, fuck that.
You got to think about it. Sometimes it be four of them motherfuckers in one.
God damn, there's only two beds in that bitch.
Nah, someone got room, bro.
Man, fuck that.
Them niggas be cuddling with each other.
Pause, dog.
They ain't no pause, nigga. They gay.
I'm not pausing. I'm not cuddling with no man, bro.
Man, they be in that bitch cuddling like a motherfucker. I got a cousin.
You ain't got to cuddle with him. He gonna cuddle with you.
Oh, God.
He gonna cuddle with
he
you.
He like, hey. Hey man, I'm cold.
But them days where I sleep in the bed with the same nigga are gone, bro. Like everybody, stop. You literally just said you.
I said I was in my sister. And my sister.
But your brother and your cousin.
My brother and my uncle.
Then them days are over, fool. I'm not doing that shit, bro. I ain't did that shit in a long time. I'm trying to do it now.
My feet cold.
Shit, me.
Bro, put your feet against my eyes.
I'm sleeping on the floor, fool.
Man,
oh God,
that man gonna beat your ass. Get your ass up.
Fuck that.
Get your ass in this bed, Jody.
Jody.
I said what I said.
Bro, my mama, I'm getting on the floor, bro. Kiss my ass.
Oh, you wanna sit on the floor? I'm laying on the floor too. They gonna get your ass.
See me.
You can't run forever,
fuck
nigga.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
I mean, you already said you're gonna get up, Paul.
In 3 days. My boy get up day one, hell. What you gonna fight for?
Maybe you're gonna fight when you
eventually gonna get up.
Maybe they'll leave me alone once they realize I bite niggas in the lip.
You in the same cell with a goddamn a nigga who's serving life.
But if I bite a nigga in the lip, they might leave me alone. They might think I'm crazy.
Hell no, they gonna be turned on. Like, oh, you so feisty. All
right, babe. Okay.
Like, oh y'all, I see what type of time you on.
I can't do the wish now.
Bruh, he bite they lip, they gonna lick that nigga face while he bite.
Fuck no.
Bite it harder.
Mm-mm.
Take my lip with you. Remember me. Oh shit.
All right.
I am so fucked. I'm so late.
Well, we've been included. Yeah. Anyway.
I wish we can get to your story, but I did that T-ball shit before it's over.
Yeah, but you got anybody else got anything?
I ain't got nothing. You got something?
No, I'm good. I just got one question. Would I be invited back?
Yeah, of course.
I dig this.
It's only a few people on the band list.
Word.
Yeah, it's like three people. Yeah, we got three people for sure on the band.
But we never had no issues, so we ain't got nothing to worry about. Yeah, we ain't got nothing to worry about.
So how you get on the band? I'm just curious.
How you get on or off?
On it.
Oh,
just do fuck shit for no reason.
You got to be a bug,
a crackhead,
or dinosaur.
Mm.
If you fall in the criteria, any of those three, you're done. Finito. And you have to have an X in your name. If you have an X in your name, you're done.
I don't.
Nah. So you good. See, you good.
You good.
But with that being said, sir, we appreciate you being, you know, saying, bless your presence and stuff like that. You were a long-awaited guest, as I've been told. So we greatly appreciate your presence. We look forward to having you again.
But I will say this. Shout out to my wife. No, she at the house right now, recuperating everything. Shout out to my mama. I know y'all gonna hear all this stuff right here. So, mama, I warned you, it's gonna be some cussing going on. So, don't try to hit me late on, you know what I'm saying? But I love y'all, and I'll be home soon.
Yeah, and prayers for a speedy recovery to the both of y'all.
Amen.
On that note, I'm $1 million Ty.
I'm DJ The Clutch.
And we out.
Yeah, man.